Hello, teachers. Ben Jennings here. We're in the second lesson in Psalm 119. This particular psalm covers this lesson covers verses 1 through 16. And it's an amazing passage of scripture. Of course, Psalm 119 is a very long psalm. It is broken up alphabetically through the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, Beth, and so on. And it's an incredible psalm. This particular theme that we're going to talk about today is the idea of God's truth, and that every person can respond to God's truth. And we're going to see that we can do that through three different ways. The first way we should respond is to seek God's truth. We're going to find that in verses 1 through 4. It says this, similarly to last week, we're talking about being blessed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. There definitely is a blessing that comes when we look to God's word and we seek to obey it. The Bible is not for just knowing. The Bible is for obeying. It's for doing. And there's talking about God's word here, there is a decision here, a recommendation here, and a blessing that for people who actually seek God and seek God through his word and through obedience to his word. So it's pretty straightforward. The first way you respond is by seeking God's word and seeking to do it, seeking to obey it, seeking God's truth. And verses 5 through 8 talk about the second way, which is to learn God's truth. If you read verse 5, it says, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respected all thy commands. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I have learned." There it is. They're learning. "I have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly." The idea of learning here is not just acquiring of knowledge. I believe that the learning here is like you learn the game of basketball, for instance. Well, learning the game of basketball at one level is to know what the basketball is, what the court looks like, what it means to play offense, what it means to play defense, what the different fundamentals are and what they mean. That's definitely true. There's also learning basketball in terms of actually doing it. And he says here, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respected all thy commands. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments." I think there's an aside aspect of actually doing it. In fact, that's what he says in verse 8, "I will keep thy statutes," right? So we're seeking God's truth, then we're learning God's truth. We're learning how to live it out, and then we're learning how to apply it. Verse 9 through 16, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of my mouth. Of thy mouth I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word." Probably the most famous of that particular passage is, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." That's literally hiding it in your heart just doesn't mean memorizing. It means it's literally a part of you. And by being a part of you, he literally says the overflow of that is that I might not sin against thee, that I end up doing the things that you want me, God, to do. And I think that's exactly what our response to God's word should be. We should seek it out. We should We should know it. We should have it be acquainted with who we are, have it be a part of who we are. And then as it becomes a part of who we are, then we live that out in our lives. And so that really is for a summary of the whole thing, that really is what it's all about. And when life is like that, when your life becomes characterized by seeking out God's word, learning God's word, and making sure you apply God's word to your life, having it become a part of you so that it becomes what you do. The first word of this psalm becomes the characteristic of your life. Blessed. Blessed. You are blessed in what you do. And so God's truth is important. And as you share it this week, I hope that this summary of it helps you out a lot. Thanks.